podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
A Scottish football podcast that isn't obsessed with just two teams, niche nonsense, or surprisingly brilliant. You decide. The Terrace Scottish Football Podcast. The cult Scottish football podcast now adapted into a hit TV show. Search the Terrace Scottish Football Podcast on your chosen podcast player now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Manchester United Redcast. Delighted to be with you. I'm not really delighted to be with you. I'm just fucking doing it for the sake of it. We're here to talk about the shit show at Brighton on Saturday. Now, if you're a Brighton fan, if you are one of them lovely little seagull people, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry because you hit the post. You know, mate, fucking hell, five times, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm sorry because you deserve plenty more out of that. And you know what? You should really get a bye in the League Cup because we won't win it. Let's be fair, we won't win it. We'll end up getting knocked out on penalties by City, like in the semi-final or something like that. It will happen. We don't deserve to win it. You deserve to go through. My name is Aaron Paul. I'm particularly miserable today. I know someone else who's particularly miserable. It's my brother. It's Andrew, man, Paul. How are you, pal?
I'm always miserable, aren't I? I was telling you before, I'm a bit worried about my actual status at the moment. When I saw a friend yesterday and he went, "God, you're angry."
It's true, man. It's true.
So I don't know whether it's just the football or obviously the dooming government we have at the moment telling us all great things, you know. Mm.
Joining us as well, Mr. Ben Paul. It's the Paul brothers all in effect here. BP, what's happening?
We're like the brothers McGregor. I usually have a very, you know, a pleasant demeanour, but I'm utterly depressed by what I saw at the weekend. And I don't like to be depressed, but there's no other way, unfortunately.
Mate.
We're disgraceful. We were lucky. We were messaging each other, my brother, throughout the match. And I was like, do you know what? I hope they score an equaliser. I really do. And then when we scored a winner, I'm like, do you know what? I'm really sorry. Not since the FA Cup final in 1983 have I felt so sorry for Brighton. After the first leg at Wembley, when they were clean through to win the cup for the first time, and they failed, and then we beat them in the replay,
You had to feel sorry for them when they played at basically a park for like 10 years at the Goldstone Ground. Was it? No, it was the Withdean. It was basically like a council run, like, you know, like a leisure centre.
Yeah.
That was bad. You've got to feel sorry for them. I felt sorry for them.
They had a swimming pool in the middle of the field, didn't
it? That's it, mate. You know, you had like, you know, the under fours swimming going on during a match day, you know. Come on, guys, keep your lane. Yeah. Yeah, you had to feel sorry for Brighton. Of course, it finished Brighton and Hove Albion 2, Manchester United 3. Brighton taking the lead through Neil Mopai. Penalty given away by Bruno Fernandes. Lewis Duncombe goal, which Harry Maguire will probably try and claim through like court or something. Sorry?
I call him Fred Flintstone. That's
there you go. Yeah. Yeah, he does look like, yeah, he's a bit of a... Do you know what it is? It's the fact that, you know, his head, it's like, it's straight and then it goes straight down. Like, there's no, like, curvature to his head. He's not got a round head. It's, like, square, very boxy. And he's got the Fred Flintstone hairstyle. You know, with the bit of the aerial at the back.
That's him. You've got him. Good job that wasn't a police report on who mugged you, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Lewis Dunk own goal. Put United back on level terms. Marcus Rashford put United ahead before Solly March nicked in at the back post to grab what seemed like an equaliser for Brighton on the 94th minute. But then, I mean, I was listening to, obviously I was working at the time, I was listening to Five Live commentary by Ali Bruce Ball, and he thought they'd blown for the final whistle. I thought they'd blown for the final whistle. Everyone thought they'd blown for the final whistle. It turns out the referee was just very eager with his whistle. He's very keen. He was in the Jewish Boys Brigade, you know, Chris Kavanagh. He was the head whistle boy. He was the whistleblower. And it was it was a very, very strange set of events where United were given a penalty, which, of course, Bruno Fernandes scored and we won the game. If that to get... I mean, like, you know what? I used to love shithousing wins. I used to fucking love it. Yeah. Especially during the Fergie era, when we go somewhere, we'd scrape one of... Like, you know, Liverpool 06, 07, fucking John O'Shea. And then the following season, Carlos Tevez scores, Judas. Yeah. And we nick a win. But this, I actually felt a bit of shame. Like, yeah, I was a bit ashamed.
No, it made us, I don't know, all the United haters, it made us hate us more, didn't it, really?
Yeah, but you know what, often United, I remember the days when often United would play the opposition off the park, but not put away the chances. And then we get a goal nicked against us in the last minute. And that hurt. So when it was this way round, I could feel the hurt for Brighton. I don't mind sometimes drawing a game like that or even losing a game like that because it shows the board how weak we are. It shows the manager how weak we are. But I just don't... I hope they don't gloss over that and go, hey, we won. There's no need to change anything here. We won. What are you worried about? We won gracefully. We didn't play football. We were so lucky. They hit the woodwork more times than any other team since Opta Index started in the Premier League. It's true. The defence was awful. It was loose. It was error-ridden. Trossard got a hat-trick, the perfect hat-trick of hitting the post, both left post, the right post, and the crossbar. How we got away with that is a total and utter mugging.
Well, I don't think we will in the cup game if they play the same.
Play that on one knee. We should play that whole game on one knee and let him beat us 10-0. That's how much they were robbed by us.
They were fantastic. You know what? I give credit to them because I thought this season they would struggle, Brighton and Hove Albion. But you know what? They've built themselves a really good squad. They look a really good team. They know what they're doing. And they fucking absolutely bossed us.
They were quicker to the 50-50s. They were quicker to everything. They had 17 shots versus our 6. There was no contest. They were better. And this is a tiny little club on the South Coast.
Well, let's move on from that. We've done it, haven't we? We've had it,
Very quickly, I knew someone was not right when I looked at the lineup. I mean, obviously, Eric Bailly, I think, missing was just a concern. And then... Donny van der Beek, the fact that he chose to replace Pogba with Fred as well, I'm just like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I don't know, that was just a bit iffy for me. And then bringing on Eric Bailly to protect the lead in the 82nd minute and taking off Mason Greenwood, that was, I think, a mistake by Ollie, and I hope he learns from it. I really hope he learns from it going forward. Otherwise, we're going to have some problems, chaps. We really are going to have some problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. look at the defence for that. And this is not just concentrating on that game, it's concentrating on the whole season. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, I love him. He's a great prospect. Mm-hmm. But he left gaping holes on that post. Three or four times, whoever the player was, Solly March or... They found acres of space, and that's where they shot and Trossard. They found acres of space. What was he doing? Why was he getting dragged into the middle? Ollie didn't sort that out.
No.
Now, if one of our better players is playing like that, what hope have we got? Where's the confidence? Where's the direction in that whole team?
Well,
yeah, it's
a again, isn't it?
it's a funny one, Charles. It's a funny one. I'll tell you what, let's take a pause. And on the way back, we're going to be talking about this mass sale that seems to be happening at United, or it's en route at United. This is the Manchester United Redcast. Back in a minute.
If you want an e-bike that doesn't look like it's made for the shopping precinct, something that's less Mr. Bean and more Steve McQueen, check out the range of bikes from London-based Cooler King. From dope 250-watt city bikes to Harley Bobber-inspired 750-watt beasts that can tear your face off while leaving your smile intact. Cooler Kings are made in limited numbers, yet highly affordable. Check them out now on the web at cool. cooler.bike or find them on Instagram with hashtag coolerkingbike. Cooler.bike. E-bikes that are cool AF.
Yeah, we are back. This is the Manchester United Redcast. My name is Aaron Paul. Got with me Ben Paul and Andrew Mann. Paul, of course. It is the Paul brothers, the brothers of destruction over here. Chaps, it seems as if there is some sort of fire sale going on at United. I mean, there's plenty of players that have been linked away. Andreas Pereira, I believe, has joined Lazio on loan for the rest of the season with a view to buy at €27 million, which means, of course, they won't buy him next summer. Yeah. Pereira has gone. Apparently, Dallo, AC Milan interested in him. Marcos Rojo, no one wants him. Phil Jones, no one wants him.
They're all interested, Aaron, but like you say, you know, they're not going to pay their wages, and that's why that's the sticking point.
No. With Jones and Rojo, no one actually wants them. So. No one.
Well, we could have done with him last night. We got beat 16-18, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How did it go, the old six-a-side?
Yeah. Oh, it was good. I scored two.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
You know how, talking about fire sale, do you know how much we spend a week on wages for our goalkeepers?
Ooh, I'm going to say £565,000.
Closer to 600. If you look at 375 for De Gea, about 120 for Henderson, that's those two alone. Stick Romero and who's the other one? Lee Grant.
Yeah.
£600,000 a week on goalkeepers. Just let that one sink in.
Well, I mean, looking at it, Jason Burton, The Telegraph, says that Romero and Dallo are likely to leave. Fabrizio Romano, who is the most trusted source out there, says Chris Smalling is Roma's main target. Di Marzio reporting on Andres Pereira to Lazio. The Beautiful Game podcast said that Jesse Lingard is going to stay. And James Ducker in The Telegraph saying, stating the obvious, saying Jones and Rojo are proving hard to sell. No shit, Sherlock. Yeah, that's the thing. City have signed Ruben Dias, the defender, let Nicolas Otamendi go the other way. I still can't understand how we're not looking for a centre-half.
Yeah, maybe we are. Maybe we don't know about it.
We got 5 days to do it, boys. But we've had 6 months to do transfers or whatever it is, and they're still fucking sat there with their, you know, Hamptons in their hands.
Hands, you would say, wouldn't you?
You know,
Drew, what do you think about that? Are you still a fan of Woodward? Are you gonna?
Oh, I love him.
What are you thinking?
You don't really want me to get onto Woodward, do you? Because that's all I ever do, really. You know, I just beat around the bush, and then Woodward pops up, doesn't it? So. I know if he had his mask on, what I'd like to do is like sort of put something in that mask before he puts it on.
Napalm.
It's an absolute shit show. And yeah. I don't see any centre-halves being linked with United. There's very little going on. There's Upamecano, who's still linked very tenuously, but for next year. Yeah. And then there's, you know, left back. Telles is going to be he's going to negotiate his own contract in January. So it looks unlikely that we're going to even pick him up because the board won't want to pay $12 million for a guy that they can get for free pre-contract in January.
Who's this kid they're talking about at Watford? Is it Saar or something?
Saar,
I'm not down for that £40 million. Come on, man.
I've never seen him. What's he like? You've seen him, Aaron.
He's not great. He flattered to deceive last year. People saying, oh, Liverpool wanted him. Liverpool won't go and get him. Liverpool signed fucking Diogo Jota instead. You know, a much better player. I'm seriously concerned that we're going to end up with someone like Josh King, you know. I'm really worried.
Bringing him back home. He was a junior, wasn't he?
But he's not good enough, mate.
No, he's not.
He's 28 years old. He's only been signed because he's fucking Norwegian.
But Igalo's off in January, isn't he? So the best bet is for Sancho to join, play on the right, and then we've got Greenwood and Marshall battling it out for centre forward because that's Greenwood's best job, best role, and I think he's probably better than Marshall in the long run as a centre forward. But I cannot be arsed talking about Sancho anymore. I cannot be fucked. It's the most boring transfer saga since Tevez, since who?
Berbatov.
Oh my god, we've had them. I mean, we've had those drawn out, boring, tedious.
It's always the same at United. You know, I mean, until they bring a director of football in, you know, and they've got some dickhead who sells shirts trying to negotiate with agents and apparently not even talking to the clubs. You know, I mean, I don't know what his philosophy is. That might work when you're selling, you know, shirts. But, you know, Aaron, you know, you're more of the in because of your work with BBC. What are people saying about the Sancho thing? You know,
Sancho?
Yeah.
That Edward Wood's a dickhead.
Yeah.
That he's a dickhead. Very simply, there was a deadline set by Borussia Dortmund, which was common knowledge because Dortmund's director of football, Sebastian Kehl, who was their former holding midfielder, basically said, we have set them a deadline because they want to get their ducks in order, which is, you know what, fair play to them. Yeah. They're setting a deadline. If you don't pay by XYZ or you don't make an offer, we're not doing a deal. Ed Woodward and Man United thought to themselves, do you know who the fuck we are? Yeah. We're listening to you. We're going to do our own thing. And ignored the whole thing.
But that arrogant.
That was pretty early on. And I think they were being a bit bullied into that one. But even still, you should have made an offer pretty soon after.
But they've not made an offer. They've not made any form of offer. They've agreed personal terms, which effectively is tapping up, which was a big thing before VAR took over and become like the main thing everyone talks about. Go on, mate.
Do you know what it's like? It's like the fittest girl at school, and you've announced to everyone, I'm going to ask her out. She's made it public knowledge. I don't want anything to do with this guy. Who the fuck is he? And you went there, and then you say, I'm going to ask her out. And then you ask her out, and she laughs at you and goes, I told you, I don't want anything to do with you. Who the fuck are you? Piss off.
You're speaking from experience there.
I was going to say, I don't know what school you went to, Ben.
Mate, I went to an all-boys school. There was none of that.
Yeah, me too.
There was none of that where I come from, pal.
Do you know what the good news is? That Dembele was late for training this week. He's obviously not happy over the Barca. The only rumors that I'm interested in at the moment are that Dembele might come on loan to us. He's a gifted player, as good on his left foot as he is on his right. I think if we don't get Sancho, the next best thing would be to get him on loan with an option.
Yeah,
to
I don't think that's happening.
That won't be happening.
That's not happening.
They don't think that far out of the ball game, mate. You know,
No. That's not happening, pal. No chance.
It's probably more likely than Sancho.
Let me tell you something. If we don't sign anyone, I think Ollie's gone by November, you know.
Oh, definitely.
I think Ollie's fucking gone. And it's sad because you got to back your gaffer, you got to back your manager, but these absolute pricks don't see it. You know, we are genuinely the only club in the Premier League, bar Fulham, because they're run by a fucking idiot, and I know the score with them, and they're genuinely run by like a kid whose dad is very, very rich and has just passed it on and said, like, don't go and do what you want with it. We are the only club out there who have shown a lack of ambition. Even Brighton showed more ambition. They signed fucking Adam Lallana. They signed Joel Veltman for Ajax. You know, Aston Villa, I made the point about the goalkeepers last week. You know, they've got five senior goalkeepers on their books, but they saw an opportunity with Martinez and they had to take it. Every club has shown ambition, bar us. And it will come back and it will bite them in the arse. Now, apparently there's something going around about the shares as well, about how the United share price is dropping like a stone.
What's this business about the profit always having to be maintained at 65 million at any given moment, so we can't spend more than 65 million?
I have no idea, pal. I have no idea. Yeah. All I'm saying is, though, the share price over a month has been dropping. Over 6 months has been dropping. It's dropping. The share price is dropping. From January, it was basically $19 a share. Dropped to $12.55 a share mid sort of coronavirus, and we're currently sat at 14.76 a share. There was rumours this week that someone like Tom Brady was looking to buy a chunk of the club. I don't know. All I know is that, you know, until these parasites are gone, we ain't going to win fuck all. We're not going to win anything, mate. And we're in trouble. We're in banging trouble. I just wonder. I mean, they're talking about Tellez now. you know, the Telles deal. And if you look at the BBC Sport website, Simon Stone, who's very, very clued up, said that United are in talks with Porto of a deal for Brazilian fullback Alex Telles. If he tells me that they are, I think they are. And I think they'll get Telles, because otherwise, they don't sign anyone, there will be some form of riots. There will be something that happens.
Who's Telles going to replace then, Aaron?
Luke Shaw. Luke Shaw.
The fat fullback's out then, is he? He's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with no assists and no goals to his name, he's an easy one.
There's another one that they won't be able to flog then, isn't it?
Well, Luke Shaw, I believe in 6 years, has got six assists, something like seven assists.
Right.
One year. Do you know that Andrew Robertson has scored or assisted in 7 out of the last 8 Premier League games for Liverpool? Yeah. That's what the fullbacks need to be doing.
There you go. Marauding fullbacks is exactly what we need. Let's look ahead, though, chaps, to tomorrow night's tie. And guess what? It's Groundhog Day, guys. We're playing Brighton and Hove Albion away again, this time in the League Cup. It'll be a much changed side, I reckon. You'll probably see the likes of Henderson come in, maybe Igalo, someone like that. How's it going to go, chaps? What are your thoughts on it?
I want to lose. Oh, just out of guilt, I want to lose.
We'd like to win, obviously. But you know, it's dull to watch, isn't it? You know what I mean? Without them actually turning up for once. I mean, they've had 2 games so far. They've had Palace and Brighton, and they look like they don't give a fuck, to be honest. Which,
very true.
You know, I said between the three of us that we'd get beat by Palace, and you two said a Palace win.
Yeah.
I said Brighton win, but I'm actually going for a win for us on this one, 2-1. Yeah.
Shuffled squad.
They always seem to come back slightly better after a bit of a barracking. But I'm sort of what's happened to Martial? He looks like he's off the pace again.
Ugh.
He's tripping over the ball and everything. It's like that's what worries me. There's no one there. You know, if we had like someone like Jimenez there,
I think it would be a good idea if we start blooding some of the youngsters in games like this that can break through into the first team. Engie. I want to see Engie play. I want to see Hannibal play. Yeah. I want to see Greenwood up as a centre forward. I want to see the kind of players that show the depth of our squad and give them a bit of a run out. And I also think Pogba needs match practice. I think he needs to play.
100%. 100%.
A few of them are well off the pace, to be honest.
Then we got Spurs at home.
Whee!
4:30, Jose's back.
Gareth Bale hat trick, probably.
Oh, fuck. It's just written, isn't it? It's absolutely written. Bale hat trick, or Bale to do something.
Yeah.
It's just written. Yeah.
Well, if Wan-Bissaka gives him the same amount of room he gave Solly March, then we're in trouble.
Do you see Solly March and his brother Olly March? Both of them, let him in the back door. It's a strange old time right now, chaps. Hopefully Telles comes in. Hopefully we can make some signings. I just don't know. There are no links, no rumours, no nothing. The Sancho stuff is what it is, but it's a strange time.
Has anyone ever seen this Telles play? Because I haven't, I don't think.
A couple of times, Porto, like watching a bit of European football, is attacking. He's an attacking fullback, very, very similar in the cut of Andy Robertson. He's a good player. He's a good player. He's better than he's more attacking than Luke Shaw.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if we need that, if we need defenders. You know.
Sorry, we're keeping you up. We're keeping you up, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize.
It's a general lethargy that any United fan has got at the moment. It's just a weariness.
Aaron's the only one that's got a real job out of the three of us, isn't he?
Yeah, true. I'm worried. I'm so worried that we're just going to fucking end up with Josh King. I'm shitting myself. Oh, my God.
Why? You must have an insight. You've got an insight by saying that. I don't know why. You've got to have, Aaron. Why are you saying Josh King? Because...
Well,
it reeks of the Agala signing, doesn't it? You know, that there was like loads and loads of attackers around, and then suddenly we signed a bloke who used to play for Watford, who was playing in China. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, oh, lovely bit of news coming out from the MEN. Man United are unlikely to move for David Brooks or Josh King. I can finally wait.
You look at the Manchester Evening News. They said Messi was signing for United, and then the next day they said he was signing for City. So he's probably going to sign for Bury now.
Well, they've got to be you know, balance, if you like. They're going to be going to Rochdale or something like that. Leeds are weighing up a late move for Dan James. I know. Who is it who said that they don't like Dan James? Is it both of you?
Me.
There you go. He's all right.
I don't think he's at the races, and I know he's only young and blah, blah. But then, you know, loan him out or something or whatever, you know. I actually wrote on the United website, you know, loan him out, and then I got abused by about 50 people, so I thought, I'll forget it. You know?
50 absolute randoms. Then ones that are Ed Woodward for his autograph. Roma's still trying to get Chris Smalling. Yeah, I said we wouldn't go back into transfers, but we have. It's sort of dominating things at the moment, chaps. It really, really is. Yeah, United can't seem to shift Jones or Rojo. Andreas Pereira looks like he's off to Lazio. SS Lazio. Romero. God bless him. I love him. I love you, Big Serge, but he's on his way out as well. Diogo Dalo, the best attacking football fullback at the club. He's on his way out as well after only playing 20 games for us. Very, very strange. Very, very strange. And he's shitting Ollie's kettle or something like that because he hates him. How you can play Timothy Fosu-Mensah, who, from what I understand, had the shittest, worst attitude when he went to Fulham and Palace on loan. I mean, genuinely, at Fulham, he was despised, absolutely despised by everyone at the club. And they were happy when he did his knee, did his ACL and went back to United. How you can play him over you know, Dallo, I do not know. It's a very, very strange set of affairs.
He did show promise, didn't he?
It's like playing Raphael as your holding midfielder when you've got Paul Pogba on your bench.
Yeah. I'd still do that, though.
I would.
Chaps, we've got 2 minutes left on this pod. Talk to me about some predictions. Let's talk about this. Obviously, we're going to Brighton tomorrow night. Good old Sussex by the Sea is what they call it. I'm positively shitting myself once again. But I can see a team with Henderson, Fosu-Mensah, Brandon Williams. I reckon Bailly will get a run out, and then you'll have that absolute fucking imbecile Lindelof at the weekend again. But a Lingard, a Greenwood, someone like that, and a Gala, I reckon we're going to have a team full of them. How's it going to go? Brighton versus Manchester United in the EFL Cup.
Well, I think we're all going for United victory, aren't we, really?
I'm going for United victory. On penalties.
Ooh. Yeah. Only because they'll hit the crossbar.
Yeah, true.
I'm going for a United victory on VAR, handball penalties, and own goals.
Nice. Classy as fuck.
I'll go for 2-1 United, no penalties involved.
Talk to me about the Spurs game at the weekend. Let's have a prediction. United taking on Tottenham at Old Trafford. Probably a Gareth Bell debut. How's it going to go, chaps?
Too old.
He's gone for the Desmond.
Draw. I think we've got a big danger of losing that one. I think we're not playing with any direction. I think Jose is pretty angry. Losing last year, the way he stomped off the pitch on Saturday, the weekend was hilarious. After his last minute
debacle.
I think there's anger in that team, and there's more drive, and there's more direction.
Yeah,
was chaps. We are pretty much out of time, unfortunately, due to the constrictions of a Zoom call. But if anyone wants to let me know what their score prediction is, I'd be very much appreciative. gentlemen.
Oh, we're no, just giving.
Let's have a score pre though. Go for it.
Right, 2-0 to Tottenham.
What? Oh my God, Andrew.
2-2.
Desmond, I'm going 3-0 United. Yeah, I'm a fucking. Woo! Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me on the United Redcast. Once again, apologies. We've had to cut it short, but Zoom is being a dickhead.
Wasn't that a great podcast? Now, if you've got 90 seconds spare in your day, come and listen to ours. It's called What Has He Said Now? And is available wherever you got this podcast.
You're going to lose a number of people to the flu.
This is a Playback Media production. Get all the associated links for this podcast at unitedredcast.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.